I'm already down on one knee when you hear it. That hollow little click under your foot. You shift your weight just a bit, and there it is again. That soft movement that tells you something underneath isn't holding the way it should. I've felt this more times than I can count, standing in kitchens, bathrooms, hallways, pretending for a second it might just be in my head. It never is. Loose flooring has a way of announcing itself quietly before it becomes a real problem. What I want you to understand right now is that this isn't about panic or tearing everything up. This is about learning how to read what the floor is telling you. I'm going to walk you through how I think about it, what I feel for with my hands, what I listen for, and how I decide whether something needs a simple correction or real attention. You don't need to be a tradesperson for this. You just need to slow down and let the surface talk to you. When a floor or tile goes loose, most people think something dramatic has failed underneath. They imagine rotten wood, broken concrete, or a full replacement job waiting to happen. Sometimes that's true, but far more often the issue is smaller and quieter. Flooring systems are designed to be rigid as a unit, not because each individual piece is indestructible, but because everything works together. Once one tile or plank loses its bond, the rest of the system starts to feel wrong, even if it's still intact. What you're really dealing with when flooring becomes loose is a loss of connection. That connection might be adhesive letting go, grout cracking and no longer supporting edges, fasteners backing out, or subfloor movement that wasn't accounted for when the floor went in. Your job here isn't to immediately fix it. Your job is to understand why it moved in the first place. That's the part most people skip, and that's why they end up repairing the same spot again a year later. I always start by paying attention to how it moves. A tile that rocks slightly at one corner tells a different story than one that sounds hollow across the whole surface. Flooring that flexes underfoot feels different than flooring that clicks or shifts side to side. These sensations matter. They tell you where the failure is happening. Movement straight down usually means the bond underneath is compromised. Movement side to side often points to edge support being gone, like grout breaking down or locking mechanisms disengaging. Another thing I think about is environment. Floors don't exist in isolation. Moisture, temperature changes, and even vibration from appliances all play a role. Bathrooms and kitchens see expansion and contraction constantly. Wood subfloors move differently than concrete slabs. If a tile was installed without accounting for that movement, it might hold for years before finally giving up. That doesn't mean the installer was careless. It means materials behave the way materials behave. Success in this task isn't just about making the floor stop moving. Success is restoring stability so the surface behaves as one solid plane again. When it's done right, the floor feels quiet. There's no sound, no shift, no hesitation under your foot. You stop thinking about it because your body trusts it again. That's what you're aiming for. Failure usually happens when someone focuses only on the symptom. They push grout into a crack without addressing the movement underneath. They add adhesive without cleaning or stabilizing the surface below. They press a tile down and walk away without giving it time to set. Floors remember shortcuts. They give them back to you later. Before you touch a tool, you need to accept that patience is part of the job. Loose flooring didn't happen all at once, and fixing it properly doesn't either. The mindset here is careful, observant, and deliberate. You're not forcing the floor to behave. You're helping it return to how it's supposed to work. When I lay my tools out for this kind of work, I'm thinking about control more than speed. I want to be able to lift, clean, reset, and secure without damaging anything around the problem area. This isn't demolition. This is precision. The first thing I do is clear the space completely. Not just furniture, but rugs, mats, anything that hides how the floor really looks. You need to see the whole area, not just the loose spot. I like to walk it slowly, barefoot if possible, because shoes hide feedback. Your feet will tell you more than your eyes at this stage. I make sure my work area is clean. Grit, dust, and debris are enemies of adhesion. If you try to resecure a tile on top of old dust or broken grout, you're building failure into the repair. Everything that goes back down needs a clean, stable surface to bond to. That means taking the time to vacuum, wipe, and let things dry properly. Body position matters more than people realize. I don't hunch over or rush. I get low enough that I can see the plane of the floor at eye level. This helps you spot subtle movement and unevenness. When your hands are on the surface, you should feel steady, not strained. If you're uncomfortable, you'll rush, and rushing leads to mistakes. Being ready also means knowing when not to proceed. If you lift a tile and find saturated wood, crumbling concrete, or widespread damage, that's your sign to stop and reassess. Repairing loose flooring assumes the structure underneath is fundamentally sound. If it's not, no surface fix will hold. You'll know you're ready when everything feels calm. The space is quiet, the tools are within reach. You understand what moved, why it moved, and what needs to happen to stop it. That feeling of readiness is important. Professionals don't start when they're anxious. They start when they're confident. When I finally put my hands on the loose tile or plank, I move slowly. I don't pry or force anything. Flooring that's already compromised will tell you how it wants to come up. Gentle pressure, a slight lift, listening for resistance. If something fights you, there's usually a reason, and forcing it often causes collateral damage. Once the piece is free, I inspect both sides. The underside of the tile or plank often shows you exactly what failed. You might see dried adhesive that never bonded properly, or areas where moisture weakened the grip. On the floor beneath, I look for flatness and integrity. Any ridges, debris, or softness need to be addressed before anything goes back down. Resecuring is about even pressure and proper bonding. I don't slam tiles into place. I set them, adjust them, and let them settle. I pay attention to how they feel under my palm. A properly seated tile feels solid immediately, even before everything cures. If it still moves, something isn't right, and I stop to correct it. Grout or locking edges aren't just cosmetic. They provide lateral support. When I restore those connections, I'm thinking about how the floor behaves as a system. Everything should share load evenly. When that happens, the surface stops making noise, it stops flexing, it becomes trustworthy again. Mistakes usually happen when people rush the finish. Walking on the repair too soon, applying pressure before adhesives have set, or ignoring subtle movement because it seems minor. I've learned to respect curing time. The floor needs time to become whole again. Giving it that time is part of the job. You'll know you've done it right when you stand up, take a step, and nothing happens. No sound, no shift, just solid ground. That moment is always satisfying, not because it was hard, but because it was done with care. If there's one thing I want you to take from this, it's that you don't need force to fix loose flooring. You need attention. Floors respond to patience and understanding. You're capable of that. Take your time. Listen to what the surface is telling you, and trust your judgment. You've got this.